Thank you. Thank you. First of all, for acquiring knowledge, we have to find out the Supreme Personality. And if we are fortunate enough to find out the Supreme Personality, then first thing is to surrender. And that, after that surrender, there are questions. One must be very intelligent to put questions to the spiritual mind. Without questions, we cannot make progress. So blind faith is not a request. Neither a question to be in the need of challenge. That's it. Questions and answers should be just to understand. And that should be accompanied with study. This is the more. All Vedic process, nobody can deny in the Vedic process that there is no need of spiritual mind. There is. So, sit down. Therefore, the faithful can acquire knowledge. And satsara. Satsara means we have to follow the faith, favorable, not unfavorable. Just like the physician gives us some prescription and he says that he do this and do not this. So we have to follow the do not and the do. For every thing that happens, there are certain don'ts and certain do's. So we have to follow. That's correct. Sangata Indriya has result of knowledge is that one should be restrained in the matter of sense gratification. You cannot become progressive in spiritual life if you indulge in unrestricted sense gratification. Because sense gratification is the cause of our bondage in this material world. And the whole treatment progresses in spiritual life is regulated. Of course, we are not sensitive, and the senses require some satisfaction. That is all right. There is no question of stopping these senses. It is not possible. If you want to stop the work of the senses, that is not possible. Simply, we have to purify the senses. Just like when you are diseased, your senses are under certain symptoms of the disease. Just like I am feeling the tongue, whatever I am eating, the tongue is tasting bitter. Bitter. That is a symptom of my disease. So, we haven't got to cut the tongue altogether, but we have to make treatment so that we can taste properly. There is practical example. While he is suffering from jaundice, if you give him something sweet, sugar candy, he will taste it bitter. Although sugar candy is not bitter, but due to his illness, due to his jaundice disease, even he can make a practical taste of it. But at the same time, that sugar candy is the medicine for jaundice. If a man is suffering from jaundice, if you simply give him water of sugar candy, you just Morrison still got me at night and just early in the morning with Dick and Rock. Our feet didn't get me up at all. Oh, it is. Very tough time to be sure how I'm going to be. Similarly, this electrician, Bruno, when we make spiritual life progresses, there are certain restrictions, and they must feel at the present stage very bitter, very bitter. But that is the way we have to accept. That is called humility. And if we can make progress in that way, restrain self-gratification and following the rules and regulations, then we are sure to acquire the knowledge. Labdha, Gyanam, Saram, Shanti, and when you keep your situation in that perfectional stage of knowledge, then you get a Saram, Shanti, perfect peacefulness. Saram, Shanti, Rivasthadi. So, these are the prescriptions laid down by Krishna, Lord Krishna. So we must have faith in Krishna. He is not an ordinary man like me. I am sitting not from my own account. I am sitting on account of Krishna. So, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Authority by great scholars, great philosophers, religionists, and if you have any respect for Indian spiritual culture, he is knowing that in India, whatever sect they may be, there are many sects, but every one, each and every one, all sects, including the Mahavadas, they have got great respect for Krishna. Now, the Krishna Janmashtami is just approaching on the 8th September, the birthday of Krishna is observed in India. Probably we may also make a program for observing the birthday ceremony here. So you find that just like in your country, on Christmas Day, we all observe the birthday of Lord Christ, similarly, Krishna, the birthday of Krishna, we observe in India, same fact of truth. So Krishna is a great authority, undoubtedly, very accepted. So here, Krishna gives us a prescription. And if we drive home, then surely we shall achieve the stage of perfect knowledge, and the result will be that we shall be the perfectly peaceful in life. The sound of the very sound is familiar to my head. That is the perfect knowledge. One who understands that the Supreme Lord, being the Supreme Enjoyer, the sound of the very sound is familiar to my head. He is the Supreme Proprietor. And if he speaks very, scrutinizingly, with full head, then we can understand that everything, whatever there is in our presence, the actual proprietor is God or Krishna. We are not proprietors. We have got the right to use the things which are given by God to us, which we have the right to use them. But we are not proprietors. That is real knowledge. Accept your status, accept the honesty of පුරාත්මා විනාශකදී රාහු විදස්සේ නතර අනාත්මක සංසාරයේ විශ්සේ ඉතිරි දෙන්නේ අනුන් දෙහම් දක්වන්නේ අන්තිම ඉතිපෙදිය දැන් හර්දිස්සක් විනාශකදී දී සුදින් දෙන්නේ දෙන්නේ සම්බුද්ධිය But there's no, there's no doubt that that is the most custom. So we have to walk. It's just no custom. That is the custom. Just as many times as I described this time, that a big tree, if you have to pour water, then you have to pour water on the leaves. The tree has millions and billions of leaves. And if you go on pouring water on each and every leaf, neither will be able to pour water to all the leaves, neither it is possible to maintain the tree and pouring water on the leaves. You have to pour water on the leaves. Similarly, our work, our endeavor, whatever we do, good work or bad work, if it is not done on account of Krishna, then that is the man always in fact. Oh, that is his advice. Deva samyakta karmana. He is just give up your work, place your work in practice. Energy. We have got some energy. We work or we do anything is our energy. So spiritual self-realization means that energy should be transferred to our Krishna consciousness. Energy. We have got some part of energy. That energy should be transferred. In fact, transfer that energy in so many ways. In whatever way you can do it, it doesn't matter. You have to transfer your energy for Krishna. That's like Arjun was a mental man. He had this energy to fight. So he fought for Krishna. That means he engaged his energy for Krishna. He did not change his military position. So we have got to change our position. Simply, we have to transfer the energy for Krishna. That is called yoga samyakta karmana. Not that he seeks to work. Work enough. That he does work. That he can be done. But he feels serious energy that way. For Krishna's work, the Yoga for Mastakarmani, then for Krishna's contact, that is, that the reason why I can engage my energy in Krishna, that reflects knowledge. That is real knowledge. So why I can? Because we are a part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, you are meant for your energy in for Krishna, nothing else. Several times I have discussed this fact that this hand, this work of my hand, is a kind of energy of my body. Now, this hand is meant for working for this body. Similarly, many moments that even who could liberate the phenomena, the living entities, they are all part and parcel of the Supreme. And therefore, the energy, that energy also, part and parcel, that energy was a part of Krishna. Krishna has got unlimited energy, and all energy is just a part of him, that's a part of him. Therefore, all energy should be a self-part person. Jnana Samsuna Samsam, and that, utilizing the energy for Krishna, should be based on pure knowledge. Pure knowledge. That how, what is that pure knowledge? That I am meant for Krishna, and I am meant for God. ఆశ్రమంతరం నగర్మాలు ఇరవై ధనంజ then he hasn't got to set up the consequence we don't dare have any work who think on the reaction of this world. Tatmad jana sam hitam vishtam jana jana snat manaha sikta ino samsan jivam atishma utishma bhavata Arjuna was declaring the fight, Krishna was advising him that not to pick up the threat of faith of the world, so many boys arising in my mind. So only just 2 hours are written. So I got so many things, today is the best process. Just 2 hours on Sunday, Jesus comes to God. Kindly put to me that one, present. This is my purpose. Now, the spiritual master is sitting, and the beautiful disciple is hearing. So, as soon as there are some doubts, some struggling, so you should at once place the matter before the spiritual master to get it clear that this is the process which has been falling. So, he has heard, and after 4 chapters, so many things, now he has got some doubts. He is placing before Krishna and asking him, I got so many things, please let me know which of them is exactly I have to tell. Now, Bhagavan was, Krishna, Bhagavan means there are definitions, there is definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the personality of God, and he is God. That is described in the Vedic literature. It was just God, Samadrasya. He is the soul, Vasasasriya. Jnana Bhulya Vaya Sriya, Parayati Bhagavan. It was just an opulence. It was just a Samadrasya, entire opulence. It was just a Samadrasya, Vidyasya. Vidyasya means strength. Entire strength. And jasa. Jasa means stain. The entire strength. Jasa says priya. Priya means full means beauty. Entire beauty. And jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Entire knowledge. And vigar. Entire renunciation. These things, whenever we find, wherever we find, incomplete, peace there. This item, entire opulence, entire strength, entire fame, entire beauty, entire knowledge, and entire renunciation. Peace. So, if you are searching after God, so here is the definition of that. So you just apply this definition, and when you find that here is the perfect application of these 6 things, then he is God. So, entire opulence, there are many rich men in New York City, and nobody can say that I am the proprietor. In fact, I am the proprietor of the entire bank balance. Nobody can. Similarly, entire strength, entire fame, entire knowledge. So far, the Bhagavad Gita is concerned, you will find the entire knowledge in it. If you study Bhagavad Gita, of course, so far, entire opulence, entire strength, when Krishna was spoken, he said it. So, that is stated in the history and the Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and many other Buddhist literatures, they have said it. So, suppose you do not believe that they have been written so many things for Krishna, just to make him go great. You cannot do that. But at least you are God in your presence, one thing. This Bhagavad Gita. This is spoken by Krishna. And you will find here entire knowledge. Entire knowledge. Any knowledge of the world, any knowledge, even material, spiritual, social, political, scientific, philosophical, any knowledge, you find entirely in the book. So at least this is the proof that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because there is no other parallel verse like this Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is accessible and aware by all classes of men and all over the world. Why not? Because Krishna claims that this time the Buddha will come, suddenly to myself, although Krishna appeared in India, he does not say that I am Indian. He says, suddenly to myself, I am the proprietor of the entire country. Then again, one place in France, suddenly the only issue. The entire living species has land, and not only humankind. He says, all the leaders of the Pita, I am the father. The entire living species. The Krishna claims, because he is not, he has to claim like that, he is not only a particular country, man, or a particular society, man. Krishna means all of that too. He's for everyone. That's what he's Bhagavan. So here it is stated, Bhagavan, the technology of God is still answered. That he answered, Sanyasa Karma Jivasya Nishvesa Karabhidhai Parakshi Karma Sanyasa Karma Jivasya Nishvesa. Now, Krishna says that either you renounce the fear of worry, either being and renounce our life, just like fear and renounce our life, or you are in ordinary working capacity. So, they are equally beneficial. But if we examine our neutral position, then Krishna recommends that better than the sannyas is to work is better. Tayasu karma sannyasa karma jiva vishishtate. This is very nice point, try to understand. So, sannyasu, just like we are sannyasu, according to our daily system, we are allowed to beg alms from the householder. The social system, the Brahmasam institution, is so made that the Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and the sannyas and Vyasa is the household. Now, the Brahmachari is dead from the householder, the Vanaprastha is dead from the householder, and the Sannyasi also is dead from the householder. The householder is the only family member who will feed all these three different social costs, social order. But in the Kali Yuga, in this age, some unscrupulous person who are taking advantage of this work. Because this work is not very costly, any kind of cotton cloth. It takes 2 times worth from 2 times worth from color, and you get it orange color. And put on, because in this age, nobody is inquiring whether he is actually sannyasi or not, simply by grace. Of course, the grace is the God. But if you are taking advantage of this grace and the misuse in the position, that's why Krishna and the force that this will happen in Krishna, because you are speaking the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years before. So, as he is full knowledge, entire knowledge, because he is God, he knows what will happen in the future. Therefore, he gives preference to working for the diabetes person. But Satan also, he also says that in this age, sunlight is not recommended. And if you question me, the time is why you have taken from me. You may ask the question. Well, so I will tell you frankly that I had no desire to accept this sunlight. I had never dreamt in my house, I was a helper. I never dreamt. But circumstantially, I was forced to accept the sunlight there just to become a priest. That's a long history. But actually, personally, I was against accepting the sunlight, but I was forced or somehow had a job for this man. Of course, as far as possible, I'm following the rules and regulations of the community, as far as possible. So, yes, it's okay. So, that's the time of everything can be utilized for the ultimate goodness. Everything can be utilized. It's okay. But there is no difference. Why there is no difference? If your ultimate goal is Krishna concept, then either you become Krishna concept in a grace of sannyasi or as an ordinary man, or there is no difference. There is no difference. Because your aim is the same. Just like I give you one example, very nice example. In India, there are different races of women according to different traditions. That is, in Pama Sastra, in Manishanita, they are mentioned. Of course, nowadays nobody is following. Just like by grace, you can understand here is a an old man who has got his husband, had a husband at home. Here is an old man who has lost her husband. And here is an old man whose husband is out of home. Here is an old man who she is prostitute simply by grace, one can understand. Because to have this woman is difficult job. So, society is concerned becoming greater. So, according to that Vedic literature, when the husband is at home, the woman is recommended to dress herself very nice, very beautiful. Just so, to enlighten the husband is supposed to see his wife nicely dressed and nicely, beautifully looking. No, he takes her in turn. And similarly, a woman, when her husband is away from her, she should dress very liberally. Very liberally. Now we find that the dress, at one time the woman is dressing liberally, and at one time the woman is dressing very beautifully and nice. But what is the purpose of the purpose is the husband. Similarly, if our purpose is Krishna consciousness, either I dress myself in the orange color, or either he dress in coat, pant, and top, or there is no such thing, there is no difference. There is no difference. Because aim is the same. Everyone can mind it. We have formed this society to work on money. There is no restriction that only the orange color sunglasses will be allowed in the sunglasses and not the white dress or man in coat pants. No. That is not the purpose. It is the purpose that we have to become Krishna conscious. We have to work on money. and Krishna Parvati. There is no question of failing the grace. Rather, you have got to renounce your present position. But when that instant, when Bengali says, Griheba Manate Sake, Savayana Bolidati, that a man may be situated as a household, or a man may be situated as a renounce or a lack. That doesn't matter. We be attached to Krishna consciousness. He is the perfect. So here is the indication. Therefore, you are asking what is the difference between the Karma Yoga and Sannyas. So there is no such difference. Better, he should become a Karma Yogi. Karma Yogi means he simply works for Krishna. Then you are better than a Sannyas. Because sannyas is really at the expense of the society. But a man who fully aware that whatever I'm earning and whatever I'm doing, it is all meant for Krishna. So, he is the president. That's why I was there. Arjuna was not a sannyas. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, he did not take up the renounce order of life and dress himself in orange colored dress and winter, trying to get his job. He remained the same man, the same little man, but he became the most perfect Krishna consciousness. The same principle. Therefore, yes, Lord Krishna said, sannyasa, karma jivatya nishraya karabhi. Either you take sannyas or you remain in your position. That doesn't matter. You can attain the highest perfection from any position. Pray either. You are Krishna Sannyasi. Yes. Vyasa Nitya Sannyasi. Yena Deshti Matan Kati. Yes. And nicely. Krishna said, Jena sa nitya sannyasi. Just try to understand that person is always a sannyasi. Not by dress, but by his actual activity. But not a stream of anxiety. He does not anticipate anything. And he does not desire anything. This is also. He does not hate anything and he does not desire anything. Suppose I am working. Suppose I am watching Jesus. That doesn't matter. I do not hate. Of course, in your country, it is very flawed. But you can accept any kind of one. It's very dissenting with some coin. There is no such thing of hating anyone, dignity of living in. Right. But no, they see, no sanctity, but after working the result, he does not say. Suppose by doing some lower class of work, I go some parties, if that is engaged in Krishna consciousness, I don't say. But I offer the result to Krishna.
Just to take the example of Arjuna, follow. In the beginning, he was hating fighting.
He was hating. I cannot fight. This fighting is my business. It is not possible. Or not. He was hating. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he took up the fighting. But the result, not answer to, he never desired the result. Krishna ordered to fight. This is real service. But he does not act for his own account, for his sense gratification. But he works. Government, he does not hate anyone. any sort of work I am prepared to do, and the way that I have to offer to Krishna. This is called Yajna. So Krishna leads to Yajna and Nishtha Sangha. Nishtha means eternal. Not for the kind, eternal. Nishtha Sangha, Jiva Drishti, he does not take any kind of work. But Matan Kati, he does not desire also for the enjoying the reason. Nidbanda hi Mahabaho, Sikhang Bandha Pramishyate. That sort of sannyasi. He is always happy and he is a liberated soul. He is a liberated soul. I think next week I'll talk on this. Let him. If you have got any question, sorry that if he wants, it's not answered. Without any faith, and only for Krishna's study, that is the heart of the Krishna's faith. The heart of the Krishna's faith.